It's Saturday night in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, and here from the stage of the Ryman Auditorium is the 1,064th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Cowboy Copas.
Come back into a world that's real. You'll never change the way you really feel. And through the dark and lonely nights I'll be the same true love that's waited patiently. You drifted out into a world unreal, in search of all those things with false appeal. And while you fight your conscience, I'll be here to give the love that you have wanted dear. Come back into a world that's real. You'll never change the way you really feel. And through the dark and lonely nights I'll be the same true love that's waited patiently. Ties that bind, and vows when spoken, dear, would make you mine. And so, my darling, you have had your way. This is all my lonely heart can say. Come back into a world that's real. You'll never change the way you really feel. And through the dark and lonely nights, I'll be the same true love that's waited.
That was our star, Cowboy Copas, and a world that's real. Thank you, Copas, and welcome. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Well, looks like we got another big night of fun and music lined up for everybody.
Well, that's for sure, Grant.
There's Cousin Minnie Pearl and Archie Campbell.
Yeah, and Chet Atkins.
Dell Woods, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, along with Ralph Sloan and the Tennessee Travelers. And as our very special guests, that great singing team and pair of handsome-looking boys, Ira and Charlie, the Lubin Brothers.
Yeah, Lord!
Yes, sir!
Ira and Charlie will be out to sing us one of their fine songs in just a few minutes. Right now, neighbors, it's my pleasure to introduce that funny fellow from up East Tennessee way, Archibald Campbell!
Howdy, Copas. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good, Archie.
Something there for you. Do you mind if I make a special announcement?
No, not at all.
I'd like to have your attention, please. I know you folks are interested in all these things where they raise money for different things. I'd just like to say that all the money taken in here tonight, every penny of it, will be taken down to the bank Monday morning and deposited.
Get out of here!
Well, money ain't everything anyhow, Copas.
It sure ain't.
Money won't buy happiness.
No, sir, buddy, it won't.
It won't buy happiness, but I'll tell you one thing. If you've got enough of it, you can suffer a pretty good brand of misery.
Yes, sir, I'll agree.
Money don't mean much to me, but you take my wife.
No, thanks. I've already got one.
Well, you take my wife, and you can take her. I don't care where you take her.
I don't want her.
Take her. But now, she's a peculiar woman. I get along with her pretty well, but she's got one awful bad habit, Copas.
Yeah, what's that?
She keeps a billy goat in the bedroom.
A billy goat?
In the bedroom.
Woo!
Oh, I'll tell you, it gets stuffy in there now and then.
Well, I imagine so.
I would raise the window, but I'm afraid my pigeons would fly out.
No! No!
Hey, fella, offer me a job. I may move down here and stay in Nashville. Offer me a job.
Good. Where about?
Down here in the Eagle Laundry.
The Eagle Laundry,
want me to work in the Eagle Laundry?
Yeah.
I never did wash any eagles, though.
No, get out.
Don't know where I'd like it or not. I ain't going to work much anyhow. I've got a new invention, Copas.
You have, huh?
Yes, sir. I've invented a car, friends and neighbors out there in Radio Land, that will go 200 miles an hour, and you can put the brakes on, and it'll stop in 10 feet.
Oh, get out.
It'll go 200 miles an hour and stop in 10 feet.
10 feet?
Of course, I got another little invention you'll have to take along with it.
Yeah, what's that?
It's a little thing that scrapes people off of the windshield.
Yeah, I could figure that.
Of course, my brother, he's making a lot of money now. He's a pilot.
He's a pilot, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got an airplane that is so fast, that he has to start landing before he takes off.
Oh, no. Is that right?
Flies faster than sound.
He does, huh?
Truth, yeah. When they get at the end of a trip, they have to wait about 10 minutes for the sound to catch up with them.
Yeah, why?
That's so they can see what they've been talking about.
No.
I'll tell you, I ain't getting in them airplanes. I'm afraid, boy. It scares me to death to lick our mail stamp.
It? Oh, no.
My brother was telling me, though, he says, Arch, he calls me Arch.
Yeah.
He says, Arch, there ain't no use being scared of them airplanes. He said, my grandson, you ain't going to die till your time comes.
Well, he's right.
It is right. You won't die till your time comes. But I was just thinking, I can't fly an airplane.
Yeah.
And suppose I'm up there, me and him, and it comes his time.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
What in the dickens am I going to do?
That's right. Never thought of that.
But I was reading in the paper, and this is the truth, that there is more accidents in bathtubs than there are in airplanes.
Well, of course, that's the truth, Arch.
It is the truth? You mean there's more accidents in bathtubs than is in airplanes?
Oh, 10 times as many.
Well, I ain't taking no chances. By great as I ain't been in either one of them for over a year now.
Archie Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, the Sage of Bull's Gap, which brings us down to the spot where we welcome our guests. So let's have a great, big, grand old Opry welcome for Ira and Charlie, the Lewin Brothers. All right, fellas, Ira and Charlie, it's a real pleasure to have you with us. It's an honor that we don't have often enough.
Thank you very much, Grant. It's always an honor to be here with all the people at the Grand Ole Opry.
Ira, everybody tells me that you and Charlie got a brand new Capitol record out that's fixing to start a new dance craze.
Well, Cope, I don't know if it'll be that strong or not, but we certainly hope the people like it.
Well, I'm sure they will, Ira, especially if you sing it for them right now. So here it is, the Lewin Brothers with their new one, The Stagger. Cope, did you know I was a poet?
No, I didn't, Grant. How did you find out?
Oh, I looked down at my feet and I saw that they were Longfellas. Get it?
Well, I'll tell you something to get poetical about. I mean Prince Albert smoking tobacco. It's always so fresh, and with Prince Albert, you don't get any harsh or unpleasant hot spots.
Well, that's because it's crimp cut to burn steady and even. But that isn't the big feature about Prince Albert. No, sir. It's that wonderful, mild and mellow, smooth and easy taste you get. Time after time. Now, that's what smokers really go for. But don't think I'm just sounding off about PA. You light up a pipe full and then you'll see the proof is in the puffin. And your very own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA. So you pipe smokers and roll your owners, if it's sheer poetry and smoking taste and satisfaction you've been missing, do like so many others do. Light up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
And now here's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, along with all the Tennessee travelers, to lead the dancing with an old-timer, Dusty Miller.
Wave that pretty girl home to me, hands on the door, and tell her the best way to go. Always in the same old train, song, thank you.
That's just wonderful, Tommy. Dancers, Ralph Sloan doing the calling. But now, Copas.
Yeah, what's on your mind, Grant?
Well, it's time we had a song from you, and seeing how it's that time in the show, let's make it one of your rousing spirituals.
I'll be glad to do that, Grant. Friends, on this one, we're going to need a lot of help from you friends in the audience. On the second chorus, we want all of you to pat your hands together real big and loud. And we'll do that one that gives us an awful lot of good advice. Don't shake hands with the devil.
Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below. If he gets you in his grip, then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus. He'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you, neighbors. You were all a great big help. Speaking of being a help, here's a boy with a guitar who's a help on anybody's show. Chet Atkins playing White Silver Sand. Ah, Chet Atkins and White Silver Sands. Thank you. Chet, thanks just a whole lot. And now, Grant Turner, you know who's next on the show, buddy?
I sure do. She's always one of the high spots of the Grand Ole Opry.
Our good friend and the country sweetheart, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Thank you. Howdy! I'm just proud to be here. Well, I'm proud and happy to be back home again. I was out in California this past week with old Ern, and we had a big time. I got a chance to look at them Western fellers out there in California. I'd hear tell about them being wild and woolly and just kiss a girl at the drop of a hat, you know. I didn't find none of them. I dropped my hat, I'll bet, 50 times. I did. All I ever got out of a single one of them fellas is one fella asked me, why didn't I use a hat pin? If I'd have had one, I'd have used it on him. Well, so though we've been having a lot of fun up there at Grinder's Switch, but we had a little trouble here just a little while ago. Aunt Ambrosie and Uncle Nabob, they get in more trouble. You know, they always in trouble. And the last Sunday, we was all taking a little ride, and Uncle Nabob and me are sitting in the front, and Aunt Ambrosie is sitting in the back seat, and she kept on worrying Uncle Nabob, and worrying him, and telling him how to drive, you know, and that makes a man, oh my, don't that make you mad? So Uncle Nabob thought he'd fix her, and he did. You know what he done? We got to a railroad crossing there, and Uncle Nabob didn't do a thing but just pull that car halfway across to where the front part was clear across the railroad track, and Aunt Ambrosie and the back part was sitting right on the railroad track. Aunt Ambrosie says, start this car. Get me off of this railroad track. Uncle Nabob says, you're such a driver. Now, I got my part of the car over. You get your part over. Boy, he fixed that up now, I'll tell you. Oh, me. Well, brother's real low here lately. He's been trying to get a girl up there to marry him. Oh, he come home the other day and he said he asked her to marry him, and she said no. I said, well, brother, cheer up. I said, sometimes you know when a girl says no, she really means yes. He said, what does she mean when she says phooey? Ain't that awful? Well, poor brother. But we had a little trouble up there. The snow, you know, it's been awful bad up there at Grinder's Switch. I reckon it's been bad where y'all have been, too. Awfulest weather. We had so much snow over at Grinder's Switch, we had to jack the cows up to milk them. We did. It's deep snow. It sure was. But Miss Delina Buttlescut, she had a little trouble the other day. She's Uni's wife. You know Uni Buttlescut and Celina. Well, Celina was trying to learn to drive the car, and she's trying to get in the garage, and she got all mixed up and rammed right straight into the house. Well, when Uni got home, he is so mad he didn't know what to do, and he says to her, he says, Celina, tell me one thing. How did you ever manage to get the car into the living room? Celina said, well, it wasn't easy. See, when I got to the dining room, I had to make a right turn. Bye now. See you next week.
Hi, folks. This is Ray Price for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. It's the freshest
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow.
That's PA.
Cool and steady burning.
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavor and cool and steady burning. Prince Albert. That's P.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffin', and you'll find that P.A. in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's always fresh.
Now it's time we welcome back our guests once again. So here they are with the Jordanaires to sing another of their great songs, There's a Higher Power, the Lubin Brothers.
When burdens seem to overcome, there's a higher power who's faithful and refuses none.
There's a higher power.
Then why ask men to help you through?
There's a higher power.
They're helpless pilgrims just like you.
There's a higher power.
Let's sing and shout it, walk it, talk it.
There's a higher power.
Lay down your soul, cause Jesus bought it.
There's a higher power.
Thank you, Arlie and Charlie. Thanks so much. That's a real great number. And thanks again for being here on the show with us.
And that goes for me too, Copas. But speaking of having someone here on the show, we got a girl who's always been a great crowd pleaser. That queen of the keyboard and ragtime music, playing one of her best. Are you from Dixie, Miss Del Wood?
Thank you very much, Dale. Thanks just a lot.
Well, Copas, we're sort of getting down close to the wire now, and I certainly do want to hear that big new song you got out under the Star Day label. But before you sing, I wish you'd take just a minute to tell us a little about your future plans.
Well, Grant, very soon now, along about the 1st of March, I'll be going down into Florida for a couple of weeks, clear up through the 18th and 19th of March. We hope that a lot of the good folks, friends and neighbors down in Florida will come out and visit with us.
Well, I'm sure they will, because you got lots of friends down there, Copas, and I certainly hope, too, that you get a lot of sunshine and not dark clouds like we've got coming up next. So how about that black cloud rising?
All right.
It all started in the garden when the world had first begun. They were told if they could eat the fruit from every tree but one. But the greed was there in woman, and the weakness
was in man, and the black cloud rose the day the world began.
No one saw the black cloud rising, no one heard the thunder roll, no one saw the black cloud rising, take possession of my soul.
It's the same cloud that rises over you and over me.
It's the black cloud of greed and jealousy.
Well, the years rolled by in history, and the world was doing fine, when the rush for gold was started back in 1849. But a man's life was worthless, and his work was all in vain, if the black cloud cast a shadow on his claim.
They could see the black cloud rising, they could hear the thunder roll, they could see the black cloud rising, take possession of that soul.
It's the same cloud that rises over you and over me.
It's the black cloud of greed and jealousy.
Have been shattered, many threats have been hurled, and there's always a man who thinks he's here to rule the world. No, it isn't in the contract, and it isn't in the plan. We can see the black cloud rising once again.
We can see the black cloud rising, we can hear the thunder roll.
Watch is really pointing the finger at me, and we've got to go. It was mighty nice having all here with us tonight, friends. And I know you'll want to hear next Saturday's show, because my good friend and yours, Farron Young, will be the boss man, along with Cousin Jody as his special guest. And now this is Cowboy Copa saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Are you smoking more now, but enjoying it less? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you looking for flavor and mildness? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the very best smoke. Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette, any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to Armed Forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service, was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.